Hello, and welcome to the Wild Raccoon Radio Show. Recently we saw the anniversary of the day that live hosting ended on CBC Radio 3, a radio station near and dear to my heart, so with this in mind all of the tracks on this week's show were gleaned from the very first episode of their chart show, the R330, broadcast in March of 2006, with the likes of The Stills, Islands, and Kinney Star. But we start this week with the number 18 entry, this is the Hylozoists with 50 Minute Hour.
Thank you. all time, it's basic quicksand. And for 60 days I knew no other road. Through the mess room, the teletype with the kick drum, I was swallowing, twisting, spit out on the cold. And in this place, there stands a gate that leads to the heart of the city. And I've spent 7 years to see our fears in this broken mirror of a city.
That was Sam Roberts at number 13 with The Gate, and before that was Duchess Says with Cut Up. And, for those of you that are wondering, at 14 were The Raconteurs with Steady As She Goes, at 15 was Peaches with You Love It, and at 16 were The Fiery Furnaces with In My Little Thatched Hut. Don't forget, this show is as much about you as it is about me, so if you have any ideas for or comments about the show, then email me via wildraccoonshow@gmail.com or tweet me at wildraccoon8. Your input is our output. Up next is Vancouver at number 12 with Naughty.
Night! the mines in Africa that are to blame. You can scoop out my brain, shape it into a gear, and then tell me your pain.
Starting acts is stage time gets chopped in half of the main and then half again, along with plantains and roti. I chew a stage up and wash it down with sky juice. Might be rude to tell people that suck, they suck. I make them feel better by saying that I like the sweater. While your outfit took some time, I took your time. Like Dr. Who Bogart, your fault, your star. To eat your food before I get to do it. Get on a track like a nut into it. I come to eat your food, cause I'm starving for beats that get your head nodding. Mama, eat your food. What you expect from a guy with an apron around his neck? I come to eat your food, but get it right. Even though I'm hungry for a mic, I don't bite. Yeah, I don't bite, I don't bite.
That was the number 10 spot in the form of Eat Your Food by More or Less, and before that was Islands with Rough Gem in 11th. I see that the mailbag is almost empty to bursting with a letter this week from a Miss Beaver of Manitoba, in her capacity as chair of the Pequotchaname-Kaskwasque-Pinwinik Lake and District Naturalists Club. She reports on an interesting observation made while out with her binoculars. She writes, "Dear Tom, tits like coconuts, but sparrows prefer breadcrumbs. Yours faithfully, Miss Ophelia Beaver." What can I say after that other than, this is the Stills in 9th with Destroyer.
Sound. took a beat. Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies have them born. Oh, 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 oh. Unpacking the bags and setting up, and planting lilacs and buttercups. Oh, 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 oh. With my face.
Best suit, then hit the avenue, then stroll through the park, mushroom in the dark. It's funny how they hate the world when they got no style. I'll tame this crocodile, then build a palace on the Nile. Until then, I'm walking down below with a strut, with fire in my eyes, and fire in my gut, a fire-eyed boy from Elroy Asteroid, rocking microphones from heaven to Mercatroid. But wait, can we take the old dirt road, erasing footsteps on the way to the highest abode for show? Fight sounds nice, say spa, and while we keep fighting the light, je ne sais pas, I don't know. I'm itching to go, itching to spit flows, disintegrate MCs while keeping them on their toes as we bogle at the party, bogle at the dance in the b-boy stance from Mount Real out to France. She's so slow when she cruise with your bowl.
Watching the fire as we grow. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. if I try to escape, robots will blow me apart, and my limbs will go flying, and land before the ones that I love, who would wail and would weep, but the robots would keep them at bay, while I shut my eyes for the very last time. Citizens of tomorrow, be forewarned.
That was the 7th place track, Citizens of Tomorrow from Tokyo Police Club, and before that it was the Chaos Mix of Mushaboom by Feist at number 8. For this week's cookie recipe for ginger molasses cookies, you will need 1.5 cups of softened unsalted butter, a cup of granulated, white, sugar, a cup of packed brown sugar, half a cup of molasses, 2 eggs, 4.5 cups, 639 grams of all-purpose flour, 4 teaspoons of baking soda, a tablespoon of ground ginger, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, a teaspoon of ground cloves, a teaspoon of salt. Blend together the flour, soda, ground ginger, cinnamon, cloves, and salt. In another bowl, cream together butter and sugars until the mixture is light and fluffy in a pale yellow color. Add in the eggs, one at a time, followed by the molasses. Mix until each is combined. Slowly add in the dry ingredients and beat until it is evenly incorporated. Transfer the dough to an airtight container and refrigerate for at least 2 hours. This will prevent the cookies from spreading. Preheat oven to 177 degrees Celsius or 350 degrees Fahrenheit and line a baking sheet with parchment paper or a silicone baking mat, and set aside. Roll the dough into 1-inch diameter balls, before rolling each ball in sugar until it is completely coated and placing them on the prepared baking sheet and bake for about 8 to 10 minutes or until the cookies begin to slightly crack on top. Remove from the oven and let cool for 4 to 5 minutes before transferring them to a wire rack to cool completely. If you have cookie recipe that you would like to share, just email it to me. I will remind you of the address later in the show. Until then, here is Black Turtleneck with Discontinued Parts at number 6.
Thank you.
That was Lady Hawk at number 4 with The Dugout, and that was preceded by Chop Chop You're Dead in the number 5 spot by Cities in Dust. It has been mentioned to me that this show is lacking in culture in the form of guests. Do you know of anybody that like to be interviewed by a raccoon? Let me know by the usual methods, details later. Until then, the closest we are likely to get to cultured at the moment is me eating this, slightly out of date, yogurt I found in a dumpster, while you listen to Amy Milne in the bronze position for her song, Skinny Boy.
You're so miserable in the morning. Will you wait up for me? It's sorted and I can't find my feet. And you've got lips I could spend a day with.
Once upon a time, on a Thursday, I was hard at work on a new song, and I was stuck. I had the track, and I had the verse, but the chorus was missing, and my mind was empty. I needed help. I called my friends, I checked my rhyming dictionary, I used all my tricks, but nothing worked, so I decided to leave my house in search of the magic that I needed. Time and I had the key, so now I'm on a roll. I got
That was the silver-placed entry in the form of Far From Home by Tiga. I don't think yogurts are meant to taste fizzy, anyway. Thank you for listening to the show. Would you like me to look back at classic episodes of the R330? Let me know via email at wildraccoonshow@gmail.com or tweet me on wildraccoon8. We leave you this week with the top track. This is Kinney Star with Anything.
Of attention everywhere he goes.